Father, we just thank you today for, Lord, your presence here with us, for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that give us strength, that, Lord, ministers to us in so many different ways. Lord, as we come together, we just ask you that you may open our mind, our eyes, our hearts, to receive everything, Lord, that you have in store for us, that your power may be working in our lives, Lord, that our faith may be based not on the ideas of man, but on the power of God. And we give you all the honor and the glory, Lord, for we know, Lord, that it's not by might or not by strength, but it's by your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we continue on that. You know, we have been talking about the resurrection power working in us, and how to release or activate that power so that we can align ourselves with the Word of God, allow the Word of God to work in us in a way that is powerful and effective. Now, you know, some of the things we said, you know, it's always important, you know, everything has to do with our salvation, okay, which means deliverance, means healing, means, you know, being successful in what we do, means everything that, you know, breaking the limits that the world put on us, overcoming our shortcomings and limitations, overcoming sin in our life, overcoming everything. You see, the final goal that God has for us is to be like Jesus. And he's not just a physical look like him, whatever. Or, you know, it's a spiritual ability to be like him, to believe like him, to act like he did. Because what he did physically was nothing else than the result of what was inside him, which was the Holy Spirit. And we watched was his belief system. See, God has to change our beliefs to manifest his word in us. That means when we really truly believe his word, and we always say, oh yeah, we believe it. But you know, to see how much we believe is how much of the word is actually manifested in you. Jesus was the Word made flesh. And that means that the Word was actually manifested through him. If the Word said something, then that was true in his life. If the Word says that we in him are more than conquerors, then we should be more than conquerors. And it's not a question of we should be, it's when we are in him to the degree that we are in him, we are more than conquerors. It's not something that we make up. It's not something that we just want to believe. It's not something, you know, in him, you know, by stripes we were healed. Well, when we are really truly lined up with the word of God, we are healed. And it's not a question of going through anybody even praying for you. Is the power of God that is inside us that manifests itself in the change on the physical level. Now, I talk about that because I know I've experienced it many times. And I'll keep experiencing until I'm down here because, you know, you have sometimes problems, but you can overcome the problems you experience just by faith, by believing God moving in you and ministering to you through the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit job is really to minister to us, to enable us, to empower us, to direct us. And we have to understand, you know, I talked about that other time, so I'm not going to get into that. Now, I want to move a bit further now. You know, one of the things I said is really last week is to get to determine something that is not as evident as people think. Is really to determine what we really believe. Because, you know, we say things that are true from a mental point of view, but they're not true on the heart level. See, we may agree with some scriptures, but we don't see them manifesting ourselves. Okay, and so we have to come to the place when we have to look at ourselves inside. How do I feel about this truth, this reality that the world gives us? And in that introspection, we find out that sometimes, yeah, it's true, yes, but. And we put lots of buts there. And those buts are just the blockages that don't allow God to... Because, you see, you cannot get your heart to believe what your mind believes or wants to believe. But when your heart reaches to the place when you are truly, fully persuaded, like Abraham was, that what the word of God was so, then there's going to be the manifestation also in your body, in your life, in your circumstances. You know, and sometimes we are proud about, oh, I believe. Well, you know, when people said that to me, I said, well, okay, you know, I believe what I see in your life. Because what you see is what you believe. See, it's the results of what you believe, what I can see. I can hear what you say, even if you try to say the right thing. You know, after 20 years of preaching, you know, faith, I realized that, you know, in many areas I was really negative. And I was saying lots of things that I had to correct myself. I wasn't so evident, because evidently I knew all the scriptures and knew all the stuff, but, you know, that wasn't enough. See, faith is very simple. You know, pistis means believe. It's nothing, something is what the heart believes. And so, but the heart, you cannot put in your heart beliefs just logically. The heart is not logical. Works on a different level. So we have to understand, you see, if that's the case and you realize, well, you know, I don't quite have it here, you know, and it's a process, the same way as the process that Abraham went through. You know, he had to go through many years in which he dealt with all the limiting beliefs that he had within himself and his environment to overcome and to finally have a son. But he did, and when he was fully persuaded, there was the coming of the answer or the solution of the problem. Now, you say, well, you know, if I'm not there, I'm stuck. No way. There are ways that you can work on. You see, one of the people say, well, you know, I'm going to pray to have faith. Well, it doesn't work by praying by faith. You know, depend the way you pray. You see, not all prayer is the same. Some prayer are effective. Some prayer make you more damage than good. I don't know many people saying that, but I know it's the truth. Because I see some people that pray negative stuff, and they just beg God and pray God in a way that is saying to them, Lord, you know, you say that, but you didn't really do it for me. And so, you know, really he's praying in unbelief, and that doesn't raise up your faith. The way you raise up your faith is when you start praying in agreement with what God says. Amen. And you don't look at the circumstances you are in. And you believe God for what he has done. You see, again, looking at Psalms, you see how many times, you know, David went through so many problems in his life. I mean, there was no guarantee that you're not going to have problems. But the guarantee is that God is there with you and gets you to overcome them. Because he is faithful. And so you can stand on his promises. See, the promise of God, a yea and amen, not maybe or no. When it's a promise, it's a promise. As if you just are in Christ, in Christ Jesus, then the promise is yours. If you are somewhere else, well, it's a different thing. You see, you have to go into the right place. And so we have to understand that. And understand that we have a way to operate within ourselves to get to the place where our beliefs are in agreement with the word of God. See, God wouldn't let us just leave us there, orphans, without any solution. He has given us lots of tools to change our belief system. And it's not philosophy. It's not man's ideas. It's not, you know, what people try to convince us about. Sometimes even convince ourselves doesn't work because, you know, people, for example, one of the things they do is they try to confess the word, you know, but they do not understand that there is confession and confession, the same way as there is praise and prayer, and you know, prayer and prayer. You know, you can confess the right thing all the time when inside yourself, what your little voice inside yourself says, it's not true. I don't have it. And you say, oh, yes, in Jesus Christ, you know, I'm healed. And just within yourself, so look at yourself. So there is a conflict there. And each time you try to confess positively, that voice inside that actually is the true voice of your heart is telling you is not true. So when you contradict the word of God, and you're not going to get anywhere because each time you reinforce that instead of reinforcing what you're confessing. So you have to really go down inside yourself and see, what am I really saying? And so what you have to say, to look at, is what you say when other people aren't there, when you are not right, when it's just coming out of, you see, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it's not just the mouth aloud, it's the mouth silent one inside your ear that speaks to you and shows you the truth. The truth that is not dissimulated by the fact that you are trying to get what you want. Okay. So we have to be able to work on that, evidently. And there is many ways. You know, one of the things that you can do is Jesus showed very clearly many places in the Bible, you know, we are not stuck. We can influence our heart to make a difference. And this is one of the places in which God shows us how to do it. This is what, when we pray the prayer of faith, is what we do. And I started to talk about that last week. You see, one of the things that we have to see is to agree within ourselves about what the Word of God says. How can you agree within yourself? That's important to understand. You see, one of the things that the heart does is not very smart. The heart is like a little child. And not cannot do more than one thing at a time. So the heart in a certain moment cannot believe and not believe. Do you understand what I cannot not believe and can or believe at the same time. Either does one or the other. Okay? Now your mind can believe one thing and your heart can believe something else. But within the heart itself, you cannot have the two things. Okay? So, if you control, even temporarily, what is in your heart, you are moving in the right direction. Okay? Even temporarily. Doesn't need to be forever. You see, You are a human being. There are things changing all the time within yourself. You are influenced by the world around you. So you have to start dealing. You see, the Proverbs 4:23 says, you know, watch your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. See, that's where you get the result. The issues of life, you know, you can call it boundaries that you have. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But really, what happens in your life comes out of your heart. So it says, you know, watch carefully about what's going on in there. Protect with all diligence. So be careful what you are assimilating. Look at the environment you are in. Look what is influencing you and make sure that you are not exposed to the wrong ideas. You know, if you go and you are sick and you want to be healed, don't go and talk to people that are negative and they say, oh, you look bad today. Oh, it's going to be, you're going to really feel very good after that. You know, just one word that is the wrong thing can affect your the level of your faith. It can change your attitude, your feelings, everything, and the ability to receive from God. Why do you think that sometimes you pray for people, you know, like pray for people that are instantly healed, they go back home and they get sick again? Why? Because they go back into the thinking that they had before, and they, at the moment when were influenced by what I was saying, the way I was praying, and by my faith, they were coming along with me, and then they lost it because they went back to the same environment that they were before. It's not that they didn't have it. They can keep it. They had to learn to hold on to what they got. And doesn't matter if you even lose it. You know, once you have an experience, you understand the way it works. What you do is, well, I get it once, I get it again. I've been many times myself. You know, I'm preaching this, but, you know, I go through myself. You know, I've been sick and looks like it's pretty bad or whatever. And, you know, the first thing I say, well, you know, I was healed before. I'm going to be healed again. That changes completely in my thinking. And I hold on to that. I'm not just letting any other thought come to me. You see, Corinthians says very clearly, we have to cast down imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. But there is something there that is not completely said, but is the secret of influencing our heart. Because that is said in the negative, but you can turn it around and said in the positive. See, if you cast down imagination, that means that by doing that, what you do is you control what your heart is exposed and believe. Hello? Still there? So if you, instead of casting down negative imagination, you put within yourself positive imagination, you are going to influence your heart. See, this is a gift that God has given us. The ability to imagine things, and when we imagine things, is the same as the same effect in our heart, on our heart, than when we experience things physically. Actually, we are going through the same thing. So the heart doesn't know the difference between when we imagine something or actually you are going through. You want to have the proof of that? Start worrying about something. And what happens to your physical body? You start sweating, you start feeling your heart, start palpitating, you start, why? Because the heart doesn't know, and the heart is what controls all the functions of your body, including the healing, the immune system, the heartbeat. Everything else is regulated by your heart. You see, it's not just the physical heart. Our heart is much more than that. That's the contact between our spirit and our soul, as I explained before. People don't talk about that, but that's the truth. And so from that, that's where the life issues come. That's what the scripture I was talking to you about, Proverbs before. The issues of life comes from that. So when you start controlling what happens to your heart level, you're going to affect it. And you're going to produce the results that the word says it would. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. See, I share with you about how dreams are important. See, not many talk and write Christian talk about dreams. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, did they read the Bible? Because the Bible talks about dreams in a lot of places. So why people are afraid to do? Well, because, not Christian, well, forget it. What kind of spirit do you have? God directs people, helps people through dreams all the time throughout the Bible. Paul got direction. Joseph, the father, the husband of Mary, was directed. The whole, you know, Joseph in the Old Testament was directed. I mean, he became the prime minister in Egypt. You know, I mean, all over the place. Thing is, people are not, you know, lack one thing this day in Christianity, is they are not connected with the power of God. They may know some scriptures, but this is the way Jesus said that the problem with people is that they err for two reasons. Number one, they don't know the scriptures. Number two, or they don't believe the scripture. And number two, they don't know the power of God. So you have to connect with God's power to get the direction that you need. It's the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth. It's not our thinking. And we have to learn sometime to just put our thinking on the side. This is why, you know, the visions of the night, which is really the time when God speaks to you, when you are between awake and asleep, are so important. You know, and, you know, I get so much direction and stability in my life out of that. And it's not always when I do that, but other times too. But the point is that when I know that I know that I know that that's the truth. Praise the Lord. So let me say something, add something. So, you know, our imagination is important. Imagination is not reasoning. It's when you see things in your heart. It's not logical. Sometimes you can do that against your logic. See, you this paint a detailed picture of what God says within yourself, and you start seeing it as yours. So if it says you're sick, you start seeing yourself healed. Now, there are different ways you can do that. And many people do not understand that, so it's important to understand that part. You know, there are so many examples in the Bible. Abraham got the result he got because God gave him images to look at. He said, look at the sky and the stars that are up there. These are your children. Look at the sand when there was cloud on the sky. And the grain of the sand are your children. And, you know, he couldn't go anywhere without seeing all these children. So that was a reminder all the time about what God had promised. You see, God's promise was in front of his eyes all the time. And his reasoning was, it's impossible. My wife is decayed there. You know, I'm old and useless. So it was practically just crazy to think, you know, and he started calling himself Abraham, which means father of many nations, and people said, the old guy is going crazy, he's senile. But he stood. You see, that was another thing that he did to remind himself of God's promises. You see, what we had to do is to stand on God's promises and hold on to that and start seeing them manifested and show the Holy Spirit whatever God, whatever way that you can do to see how they can be implemented in your life. Don't try to tell God how to do it. Because if you tell God how to do it and when to do it, you are interfering and you are not going to be able to get anything. Because you are going to be tossing to and fro. And says, you know, when somebody is go back and forth, he's going to get what? Nothing. James chapter 1. See why? Because you see, your heart is not single. Your heart is tossed around. You believe one moment and you disbelieve next moment. What do you think is going to happen? You have to hold on to what you believe to get what you expect. And to do that, it takes training. It takes development. Spiritual development. See, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes, you know, God works in many different ways. And praise God that he's so kind and gentle. You know, sometimes, you know, people come to the Lord, they understand nothing about spiritual stuff. They accept the Lord. They are instantly healed. They're instantly set free and everything else. This is God wanting to show them that he is real and that he is there for them. You know, things like that happened to me so easily when I was born again. You know, and God moved so many supernatural ways. That was ages ago. And if I go on just on those experiences, you know, and nothing happened after, now it's different. You know, sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow, depending on what's going on. But that doesn't matter. You see, time is not the issue. All things work out for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Doesn't matter if sometimes we have opposition or we have problems. We have victory because Jesus got the victory. And when we stand on His victory, it's not our victory, but we can take it. So, now you have to understand, to learn, develop. Some people say, I don't have any imagination. Well, become a baby again. Children are full of imagination. See, that's why children, are the easy people to pray for example, for healing. I mean, you pray on a child, and if you do the right thing, they get it instantly. Why? Because they don't have any belief garbage in their head that makes them believe otherwise. I believe when my kids were young, there was some instantaneous stuff that was amazing. Surprised me. That would work so easily, But, just even on a very, very simple and not so Christian level, when a little child come to the parents and say, here's Tia, as the parents give a kiss on the thing, they feel better right away. Why? Because they believe the father, the mother can do it for them. And they do feel better. Well, what's the difference? According to their faith, it's done unto them. Sometimes we try to be so too religious about stuff. Or we can do something better than just give a little kiss to the finger or whatever. Wouldn't you say? Okay, so, where am I? Other example, Jacob, you remember Jacob when had branches, and scraped the skin off the branches or the peel off the branches and make them black, white, and brown, and all this, that was a reminder to him about the fact that he was going to get speckled animals. And that happened to him. You see, his faith was working, and he applied that principle by himself. That principle is applied so many times in the Bible. For example, any metaphor in the Bible, you can say, these are images. Okay, metaphor are images of spiritual truth. Okay? You can use those images to visualize a spiritual truth happening in your life. Example, Jesus in John chapter 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. Instead of, lots of people say, I don't know where God is. No, that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Start seeing yourself connected with Him. Start seeing yourself as a branch of Him. And see yourself, and any time that you think otherwise, you just say, no, I am the branch. I am connected. I am not going to go my own way. I am going to go His way. His juice, His lymph or whatever it is, the flowing through the vine, it flowing through me. It's the same Holy Spirit that empowers me, that empowered Him. And you start appropriating that image if you want to feel connected with God. That's one way to start. I can give you many different examples, but let me continue here. You see, you remember one of the things that I read last year, last week, was Colossians 3:16. Says, that let the word of God dwell in you richly. So, anybody's been letting the word of God dwell in them richly this week? I mean, this is what makes the difference. See, when I feel something is not going right in my life, whatever it is, opposition, could be, some physical symptoms come to my body, I realize that it's time to take off. It's time to let the word of God dwell richly in me, because there are stuff that has to dwell out of me. And doesn't take much to get it out. My problem may be not completely resolved, but I feel different inside. God anointing and power start working inside me and start changing the situation outside. You know, I go and start meditating on the word, half an hour, didn't get anything. 1 hour, didn't get anything. 1.5 hours, didn't get anything. 2 hours, you know, hardly ever I can go through 2 hours without having a drastic change in my situation. If I can do it, you can do it too. I'm not any different than you are. I may be have a bit of more experience, but if you do the same thing that I do, you get the same result that I get. Simple as that. Because we are all built the same way. This is the way God made us, in His image. Now, you know, let me read from you. I've been quoting things by thing. Let me actually read some scripture for you. Yeah, we have 10 minutes left. It's not too much, but Joshua chapter 1. Takes time, this thing. Okay. Verse 8. Well, what am I? Joshua 1:8. Okay. So verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to what is written in it. For then you will have your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So, you know, where you start? Where you start saying, you know, the Lord, my God, is with me wherever I go. And you try to get that at your heart level, not just repeating it in desperation. You know, people do things trying to get God because they're in desperation, they're panicky, and so they, no, you know, that panic shows that you got a heart problem. There is heart operation that need to be taking place. Has to be changed. You see, when there is faith, there is peace. You see, when there is the fruit of the Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is working in you, you have peace, love, patience, all those other things there, and you don't need to be make any effort for this stuff. So when things go the right way, you are going to experience those feelings, that attitude, naturally. When you are not, there is something that you had to shift. And what you had to shift is your focus, your attention, what you are looking at, what you are considering, what you are meditating on. Because, you know, if you like it or not, you are meditating all the time. You are not aware of it. Generally, it goes on by itself. Well, you know, you let the horse run its own way without keeping the bridle together, is going to go nowhere that you don't want them to go. And that is the same, the mind is exactly the same way. You have to learn to take charge of your mind so that it goes where God wants it to go, because you know what has to happen. See, dear, that's where the promises of God are key to your success. You know, the scripture, we have everything for God and God, for life and godliness after, says, you know, through the knowledge of Him, you know, and the promises of God, the wonderful promises that God has given us. They give us victory over the decay of the flesh. It's getting warm here. Are you following what I'm saying? I haven't finished. I wanted to finish today. Well, I can't. I wanted to say one thing. When you do meditation, at least I want to say that, there are different ways you do that. You know, when you see, start imagining things that the Word of God says apply to yourself, there are different things. That's different ways that you do. Some people say, well, I cannot see things. You can develop the skill. How do you develop the skill? Well, the way you develop the skill, you start looking at specific, instead of, you know, for example, I'm ill. Don't try to, if you don't see yourself ill, try to see one part of you, one element of you that is ill. Maybe, you know, see your face and smiling, you know, something, you know, and from there you can expand yourself, but be very precise about that part. And you grow that images from side to piece to piece to piece and put it together. If you need help, take pictures in front of you and look at the pictures. The same way as, Abraham Jacob or all the others did. They looked at specific things. So put pictures around the place, the house. They represent symbolically what you're trying to do, so that you can start seeing it and start agreeing with those things. Now, there are other things too. I mean, I talked about metaphor. You know, Psalm 1 is a good indication of what you do. You see, it says, you know, if meditate on the word, not, oh, now it's 10:30 or 11:30, from 10:30 to 11:30 every day I'm going to do a bit of meditation. This doesn't do it. He says, meditate on it day and night. You see, don't let any other thought come to you without opposing it. You cast down all these other things and you say, you know, if you are sick, don't waste your time allowing other thoughts to come to you. Your life is at stake. But if you understand, then you can start moving. And don't look at what happens, because that's the way to not believe anymore. You just look at what God says, His promises. One more thing, and I close. There are two ways in which you can see yourself in the picture. Okay, by His stripes I'm healed. You can see yourself, the healing already taking place, or you can see, if that's too difficult for you to accept, see the process happening. Start meditating on the process take place, little bit at a time. See, there are lots, you don't have to be still to do the same thing over and over again. You can change all the time. Another thing that you can do, you know, when you see yourself in a certain situation, you can be inside, so that you can see from the inside yourself, like you're in that situation, or you can be outside yourself and you can see yourself doing certain things. So you can have, you know, you can think about millions of ways, so you're not going to get bored about doing, you know, after a while, if you think about always the same thing, you just get boring. And your, you know, the attention of your heart goes off. Okay, I think I gave you enough food to think for today. Would you say? But you know, doesn't matter what I said. What matters is what you do. Even if you do 1/10 of what I said, you're going to see results. All right, let's close in prayer. Father, Thank you. Thank you that the Lord, you care about our situation. You love us more than whatever can imagine. And you want to set us free from all kind of bondage, Lord, so that we may be your witness, says Lord, in a way, Lord, that the world sees that they have been with Jesus, the way they said it with the apostles. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that we know that the power is in us, because the Holy Spirit is in us. Because, Lord, you have done everything for us to have it. We believe it, we receive it, and we praise you about it. In Jesus' name. Amen.